You can always call or text the show at 617-931-1234. Again, 617-931-1234. A text from the 617. Since Carson is still talking about the incident 3 days later, I think he knows deep down that he took things a little too far to say. So yeah, if you missed it, Len and I were playing golf on Saturday. We go to this place called Holly Ridge down on the Cape. And after we got done playing, Len and I went sat down to... just to celebrate how well we played on the back nine, because the first nine was so bad. I mean, we were just like, lost so many golf balls. We're going to quit the sport forever.
Oh, who cares? Just have fun.
I know. Well, you try.
Nobody's good at golf.
It's true.
There's like nine people.
And so the second nine, we were really good. And we're like, you know what? Let's go celebrate and have a high noon at the bar.
Sure.
And there was a group of guys sitting there. And next thing you know, we're talking about lacrosse. And I see, you know, this guy's like talking about his team from down on the South Shore and how good they are, and they beat our team. And I'm like, no, you're not going to just throw that out there. You're not, because we've seen this play out on the field already over the past 3 years. We've seen your team from the South Shore. They don't stack up against our team in Charlestown. I'm just throwing that out.
Yeah, it was said that politely.
No, it was not said that politely. But I didn't think it was that bad. It was just like dudes being dudes. That's what we do. Can I get an amen, Dan? What? Bro, you love to smack talk on Philadelphia, right? If it was a guy from Philly talking about how, or a guy from New York talking about how the Giants beat the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know. When people's kids are involved.
Talking about 13-year-olds, Carson.
Yeah, these are children.
Oh, so strangers that you don't know.
Professionally, yes.
You will fight to the death. But it's when it's your own kid.
I don't have kids, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd be like, my kid will beat your kid.
Well, you would, Dan.
Because they probably could.
If your kid played hockey, you'd be all in, believe me. So anyway, we also got a message, Kennedy, from Steve the Scientist. I want to read here in just a minute.
Okay.
But let's grab Rachel first, because Lana said it was completely cringe the way I acted, and she really called me out on it after we left. Rachel, good morning. What did you want to say?
So my concern isn't who started the whole, like, testosterone fest.
Testosterone Fest 2024 happening on Cape Cod Sunday.
A par three near you.
So okay. My concern is Lana. If you should be very afraid of her. I'm surprised she didn't bury you in the backyard.
No, somebody's got to take out the trash.
That's true. And she hit it well too, because I had no idea that she was bothered, but the minute we walked out, you know, of the clubhouse and started to go towards the car, she, like, started talking to me. Like, you ever have somebody talk to you through their teeth?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, really, Carson? Did you have to go that far with it? I'm like, what are you talking about? Because it, you know, it had been like 10 or 15 minutes since, like, she's like, you really had to say Barrett's team would beat their team? I'm like, well, I was speaking facts.
You're like, I thought we were all having a good time.
Everybody agreed.
Oy.
Thanks, Rachel. We appreciate you calling in.
No problem.
All right.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Heather's from Linfield. Good morning, Heather.
Hey, how are you, Carson?
Good. What's going on?
So I have a question. Didn't yesterday you start off by saying that you had, you know, some friendly talk here, just talking about the boys both playing lacrosse, and then the other guy said, oh, well, your team wouldn't do so well against our team?
Yes.
Okay. If that's how it started, then Carson, you're not at fault. That was a really, I'm sorry, D-bag statement right there. You don't start off by saying something like that. I think they opened it up.
That's not how Lana said it started.
That is what she said.
Lana said it started, but was this fact omitted? Like, why did I hear it yesterday but not today?
No, Lana said that. Lana said that he did say something first.
Her contention is that you just took it one step too far. That instead of being like, yeah, my kid could beat your kid, you like stood up on your chair and chumped your chest like King Kong.
If you have four people saying, well, if your team played around here, it wouldn't do so well against the one guy. I mean, that's kind of a jerk move.
And I'm just saying, we beat everybody.
Hey!
Doesn't make it okay, but
I can't
all
help
right.
myself, Dan.
I just know you, and I know you took it too far. I know you.
But it's like, thank you, by the way, Heather. We appreciate you calling it. But it would be like, I don't know, I'm trying to equate it to some NFL, you know, team from another city trying to say, yeah, well, we, you know, they wouldn't do so well against the Patriots.
Yeah, but that guy's kid doesn't play for the Falcons. These are their children.
Dan, whose side are you on?
Theirs.
Not yours.
What did you say? Not mine?
Chaos. Always chaos.
All right, I got Matt from, Matt is from Hanover. Matt, whose fault is it?
Carson, it's your fault. All right, it's on you. And you're wrong, because the South Shore is the lacrosse capital of Massachusetts.
Oh, here we
Let's go! Bring here it, buddy!
Hanover, Norwell, Marshfield, Duxbury, Hingham, Cohasset, Scituate. I could keep going.
Bro, we beat them all every game for the past 3 years straight. Mass Youth Lacrosse
as
someone, State
as
champs.
Someone, I'm from the South Shore, and we beat you guys.
You did not!
12 years straight. The best talent all over Massachusetts, straight South Shore, Syracuse, Harvard, Virginia, Penn State, Michigan, North Carolina.
Let them know.
Every town you go to in the South Shore is already, from ages 6 to seniors in high school, better.
Matt, were you at the bar over the weekend?
The best.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.